What's the Afilu is the trash? Afilu with Teres the Divine? Shein bo targum. And these two words have no targum. So still you have to say them these words three times. Ezekiel to say it like three. So now you say the mikra two and one time the targum. If you don't have a targum, you say it three times. So what's in the word like Ruvain or Shimon? There's no targum. You say that word three times. So the Morah should call a master and pass yes to the Matibur. Whoever his mouth is said with that week finishes by Shabbos morning, his marichim lo yomu b'shnoisiv. It's a bracha, he'll have an arichas yomim. The lochet brutans come out like a chiyas, like chachamim or kevei achayiv. So Levus says the pshat from the chayiv is that the chachamim wanted us to be a boki in Kol HaTorah. Pasha Gret, they wanted us to be a boki in Chumash. How would a person be a boki if every single week he'll be mouth is said, you'll go over two times with targum? Now, taste out the suffix, what does targum mean? Some of us will say targum is lav dafka, who in English. If you have an English chumash and read it the third time in English, that's also good. As I do know the translation of it. But taste himself says here, v'lay nira, taste says the second line here, shirei ha-targum meforish b'ma shein lumad min ivri. Targum is not just time of translation, it's a pirish. There are certain words that we don't know pshat in the word only because of targum we know it. The Asher Muhammad Duchta, the Yomar of Yosef, the Molit Taguma, the Aikra Leyadana Maikoma. If Yosef said, if not for the Targum on this Pasik, I don't know Pshan the Pasik. That means Targum is like an Aferish on the Chumash. Therefore, says the Akoch, Ein Leimah Bishum Loshim, Tam Shlish Kim Beloshim Targum. That's Pesach Shita. That you should be Mavis Sedger with the Targum.
What
is on the Targum? Yeah, so Lamaisis brought down that his man is there, since they don't understand the Targum, more than he could be Yosef with Rashi. Pierce Rashi is also good. But the Yikin Vot is, it's not enough just to say the English of it, because you have to have a little like a Hezbollah, what's doing? That's the most targum. To say today, Rashi is Mazdid in Yonim. But call upon him, either you do Shnai Mikra with targum, or else do it with Rashi. As brought down, the best thing is do both, do targum and Rashi. But call upon him, it's a bracha, you get a Rikas Yonim. Rav Dibi Barabaya Sova Lech Leminul of Ashaita, the Kula Shosa, the Mala Yermit Kippurim. If he wanted to finish, be Mazdid Sedro. So Pasha the Gears is the coolest shot of the whole year when Punkt Erev Yom Kippur. The Vice says he wants the Chaparayim Nachachus. And before Yom Kippur, yet in the Gemara Din, he wants the Chaparayim to Yom Avicetra. That's our Gears. So on the side, the Gears of Zorach is Kol HaRiviyat Mitzavah Lashtume Lekuna Pashiyose Dekalo Mitzbali Yom Kippur Apirish Hein Shmeina Pashiyos, 8 Pashiyos Shekurim Badalat Shabbos Shebelu Badalat Shabbos Shebadir Mivnei Shoyi Rabibi Torah B'Chayde Shakala Masechta Dekala V'Motzi Pnei Lashdim. As he was busy those 2 months, as Elul and Adar were 2 months a year, he was very busy. He didn't have time those 2 months to Mavis Sedra. So he wants to Chapra and Erev Yom Kippur to Mavis Sedra for these 8 parshis. That's what he wants to do. So the Matonalei Chia Barav Midifta Ktiv Mishtein Tosef Erev Yom Kippur, you can't be Isaac learning so much. You have to be Isaac and eating on Erev Yom Kippur. How could you be Mavis Sedra Faith Pashiyas? You have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But see, it says in the Pasuk, V'yanisim es nafshaseichem b'tish l'chodesh. You're supposed to fast on the ninth day, the Erev, on the night. For the Gemara of the Tishrei Misanin, is that true? Do we fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? V'loi b'asar Misanin, Yom Kippur is on the tenth day of Tishrei. Elo, Shan the Pasuk is like this, Leimeloch, Shekolo oichel v'shoyse v'chi. Whoever eats a lot on Erev Yom Kippur is Malal of Akosa Kilo Misana. It's a chesed of Hashem that he counts it as if we fasted. So it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The kasher is, how could you be Yosef and Mavis Sedra and tell Erev Yom Kippur ate Pashias? Right, when he was Mavis Sedra, he learned it. So it takes a long time. So it's a kasher, you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And Kilo Misana, Shiv Yafiri. So mainly Erev Yom Kippur is out, you can't spend the day Mavis Sedra, you have to be eating a lot in Erev Yom Kippur. So Rashi, like, do minutes Rashi to say the Kofash of the Shabbos? That's right. Rashi, Hoki Kama Kro. Techino Atzmechem, B'tshi Lachodesh, Le'ino HaMochrus, Rehu B'ino, Che'ino HaYoin. And prepare yourself today for the fast of tomorrow. How do you prepare yourself today? By eating. So the mitzvah is in Erev Yom Kippur. So b'zoi sovel lak diminu. So b'zoi good, I'm not going to do Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do it a different week though. Okay, so take it after Sukkot. I'll take a Shabbos, and it'll be Mavis Sedra a few weeks. So to Omar Le'yu Sabr, he told him no, Tanini, we learned in the Breitzom, u'bavad shelo yatim v'shelo yachar. Mavis Sedra, the corner was, but that's to do that parasha that week. Don't do a week in advance, and don't do a week behind. Could Yomalu Rabbi Shua ben Levi Levinei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi told his children, Ashlimu Pershofaichu Imatibur. Finish. The Mavis Tedges on Imatibur Poshim means by Shabbos morning when the Tibur lanes. Shanai Mikra Vyaka Target. That's what we told him to do. So Rashi Lachdiminu Lisai Lasada Kol Aparshias Peshabbos Achas. He wants the Mavis Tedger a lot in one Shabbos. Oibish Peshabbos. So the Teretz was no, you have to do it this manner. So it's a big shaila, what exactly is called this manner? Look at Tosis here. Yashlim, Tosis here, next to last. Yashlim Pashiyose imatibur. Nira the kol hashvua mechivon de maschilon nikros apasha, dainu mimimchot, Shabbos velech ad Shabbos aboh, nikri natibur. And you could be marvis sedgris throughout the whole week. You could start by mincha on Shabbos, that's when they start laying the next parsha, and throughout the whole week, a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any day of the week, it's called imatibur. The Afagav ben Yigitin learn Mikra Kami Shabbos and the Mervi only from Wednesday and on. It's called for Shabbos. Over here, from Mavis Sedra, it's enough from Minchron on. This is the front. Right, it says the Medrash, the Gimel Devorim Tzibur Rabbeinu HaKodesh Lebonim. Three things Rabbeinu HaKodesh told his children. Bishor Shendus Nifta, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifta. Shloi Toichlu Lechem B'Shabbos HaShetigmu Kol HaParsha. That they should not eat the Sudan Shabbos till they finish Mavis Sedra. So mashma the kodem achilu tzorach lashlimo. That mashmi should finish it before the suda. Meals that places in mashlimo liachar achilu shapadomi. The kolmok the mitzum in amulka kodem achilu. So they say achilu pasha means achilu the morning. So if the tzibah first lanes it Shabbos in the morning, Tavada, by Friday night, you don't have to be matzvah to finish Mavis said before the suda. But by Shabbos morning you're ready, since it's after the tzibah davin, there's a mitzvah like to finish Mavis said before you have your suda Shabbos morning. But if you didn't do it, it's what then you can still do it until Tuesday. As until Tuesday, it's still called from the last Shabbos. So up until Tuesday, it can still be Mavis said. Right, another thing he told him, the Hiziru Bevridim Trev Yehuda. When you shecht a knife, a bird, the ikah shchitah was on the two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe. But who are them? There's a vridim, that's a blood vessel, a blood vein that's there. So he told them, asakurma, you have to make sure to cut that blood vessel. Al suchas dam. Because if you don't cut the vridim, well, chershi, the dam doesn't come out later through malicha. That's a yudishita. So the shah shchitah says you have to cut like three things. The two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, and the vridim. If none, if you do a match, a yishchit es avridim. It's only kosher a shchita by knife until you cut the avridim. So Rashi, a yishchit es avridim, kedei shiyetzi kol hadam. Hadam. V'lo yom ha'ken yel aboyv, hoi v'tzalei u'kula kiechot. It's only the gate to a knife, because knife, I'm all your barbecue, the whole chicken the way it is. But shenken by behemah, nobody roasts the whole behemah by itself. Shiti, cut up the behemah. So when he cut the behemah up, then the dam could come out. But shenking by chicken, where you tzalei the whole chicken together, so if you don't cut this blood vessel, the vridim, where choshe the dam will stay in there, it doesn't come out through malicha. Right, the zero bezokin sheshokach tamudai mach masoinsei. You have a person who was once a talmud chacham, now he became older, he forgot his learning, so you have to give him kovet. The yamrinon luchos, v'shivrei luchos munachem b'yorin. That even the shivrei luchos, Moshe also had to put into the Aron HaKodesh. Why? Because before it had the Luchas on it. So even though now it was broken, it still has its Kedush, you have to be Noi Kodesh. Shrashi Machmas Oinsoi, Shechol, if the person got sick, or Shenitrat Badechik Mezoinus, the person got the poor, he couldn't learn anymore, he had to get Panos, he stopped learning. It's a zero boy Lechabdoi. Still you have to give him Kodesh. But there's Shuvre Luchas, Lochim, the Yoron, the Siv, Asher Shibartam, the Samtim Borim, Af Hashvorim Tosim Biyorin. Even the broken piece also have to be in the yoron. Omalu Rava Lebnei. Rava told the children, Kishaten Choytchem Bosa. When you cut meat, Atechotchu Agabi Yad. Hey, don't hold the meat in your hand and cut the meat. Why not? Ika Diyam Mishum Sakon. Pasha Jiret. You cut the meat the mouth with a sharp knife. It's possible you cut your hands with it. Ika Diyam Mishum Kilkule Suda. Not only so you cut ears, not so you fail, they put a band-aid on it. But the blood is going to go onto the meat, that's going to count for those two. It's not nice to serve meat that has some blood on it. You shouldn't cut your hand. Even with a small chabura, it doesn't bother you so much, a small cut. The very meat to serve a piece of meat that's going to have blood on it. So it's not Kedai. He told them, Benizah, not to cut meat in Yehin. Don't sit on a bed or lie down on a bed that belongs to a shiksa, to a goya. We'll soon see what it means. The Altavru Ahura Beis HaKnesset Bishot HaTiba Mispalim. As Bishot the Tiba is davening, you shouldn't walk outside, you shouldn't pass by a Beis HaKnesset. Because we'll soon see it looks not nice. The shul is davening, how come you're not coming inside to daven? Looks like you'll be Mavayish, so you'll be invited in the shul. So the Shasta davening, you shouldn't walk outside. Even if you just pass by, you shouldn't walk outside the shul. We'll soon see the Hezda. Now, the also said, what does that mean? It means don't go to sleep the way a goya goes to sleep. The goya goes to sleep, Sam, he falls in bed and sleeps. A yid has to say Krishna first. His sleeping should be different. Rashi b'loy Krishna, shtei mitoscha doima l'mita tarmi. He shouldn't have the same type of a sleep that the goya goes to sleep. And he could be named loy tinosu giyurta. Means you shouldn't marry a giyurta. That's what it means. Some say no, it means you shouldn't sleep on a goyish bed. What's the Indian? Only Shemai to the Rapopo. The Rapopo Ozla Garba Yarmis. He wants to run to a hotel, it was a goyish in, for he'd see a loy mita. So yes, for a room, she brought it, gave him into a room by a bed. Omru loy she, so she told Rapopo, sit down, lie down the bed. Omalor Rapopo said no, and Yoshev Ashatagviu, Esamita, I'm not going to sit down until first pick up the bed, let me see what's under the bed. She picked up the bed, and they found a dead child. So the pshat was, she wanted to blame the child's death on her papa. So that's pshat from the goy, that they blame the eating for things. So that's why you shouldn't sleep by going to bed. Trashi armis mamish, al mita armis. Maith the papa, shom lo lo shev al amita. Voya v'nomeis mutlo lea. Voya saroitza lo holo lo lo. She wants put the blame upon her papa. To blame a papa, you sat down on this bed and you killed my child. So that's the thing, you're not to trust the guy for anything. Don't sit in that bed, you never know what they'll do to you. Yes, that's this halach. Don't go in the through the back of a shul. You're not allowed to pass by the back of a shul. And Omer Abaya v'loyamor nizoni said, El deleka pitzchachrina. There's no other entrance to get into the shul. If this is the only entrance and you pass by and walk by it, if somebody sees you, and he looks like you don't want to go into Davin. But let's say there's two entrances, one on this side, one on that side. So somebody sees you passing by this side, not so the fellow. He'll think maybe you're going to go in the other door. The Meslam Bo, the Loyamor Nad Leka Bei Kanishna Achrina. It's also talking about this is the only shul in town. But Shankar, there's another shul, Avalika Bei Kanishna Achrina, Meslam Bo. Because people say, good, he's not davening in this shul. You know why? Because he's going to go to another shul to daven. Loyamor Nad Leidari Tuna, where he's not carrying something. But Loy Royit, he's not running light. Loyamor Nad Tuna, he's not wearing tulum. Avalika Chad Mahanech Leslam Bo. Like, if you're doing one of these things, people know that the reason why you're not coming is a daven, not the fact you don't want a daven. But you're push a turret right now, you're carrying a bundle, or if you're wearing tefillin. So they see clothes, not the fact you don't want to come to daven. Obviously, you're doing some other mitzvah. Then it's less lumbo. But it means just time you take a nice walk, and passing by the shul, this is the only shul, the only door, you're supposed to walk inside the shul. Shashi also laver. Looks like you still want to pass by and avoid going in. Right, the Tanya Omer Rebbe Kiva. B'shloisha devorim oyev ani esa midyan. I like the three midyas I find from the midyan. What's the midyas they have? Midyas tovim, k'shechotchen esa bosser and chotchen elo agab yashuchen. There's a puke in the hand. They don't cut the meat when the meat's in the hand, like we had before. When they kiss people, and neishkin al-gabi hayad. You only kiss in the hand and not on the mouth. So Drashi, agav hayad, es yad chaveri hu neishik. There are chashivas who zeh, of neharoi. It's a question of that to kiss the hand. Because a kiss on the mouth, the more you have your spit goes on the next guy's mouth, it's not so nice. So it's a question of that to kiss on the hand. Okay, yoytzim, they want to talk to somebody and shmuz and get a good answer, and yoytzim ela besoda. They don't talk in front of other people, but they go out to the soda. And Omer Ravada Barava, my crow, what's the right from this? Vayishtach Yaakov, Vayikul Rochel Leia, Hasodeh El Tzenei. When he wants to talk to Yaakov, to with Rochel Leia, about leaving Lovan, he went to talk in the Sodeh. Rashiel of the Sodeh, the Yarmu Yinshe people say, Oz Nayin Lekaisel, wolves have ears. As you can talk around where other people are, even though you think they're not listening, they're on the other side of the world listening to you. So be smart, you talk outside in the Sodeh. It's a good meter.
Why does he need to have this meter quoted from the Migan?
I mean, he wants to say that he saw this by the Minyanim, they do this. So the Mephoshim said the Kiddush really is that next year he meant to say the Minyanim are Tzadikim, about the Minyanim or Rishoyim. Just these three Midas Tzadikis they have. So the Mephoshim said, like, you can learn it out from these people, they have good Midas. You're right, the actual Midas from Sukkim, you're right.
It's not to exclude the Pasuk.
Tanya Amrav Shimon, Amrav Gamliel, Vishloisha Devorim Oyev and Yasa Pasoy. The same thing. If they have three good meters, I like them for. Hey, Tsnuyim Beachilosim, when they eat with Tsnuyas, they don't chapsich and they don't fresh. Or Tsnuyim Beisakisein, or Tsnuyim Bedovracha Beshas Tashmis, they're also Tsnuyim. Right? Pasuk says, Anit Savisilu Mukadoshai, Tana Rab Yasi Elo Pasoyim, Ha Mukadoshim Muzumanum Gehenim. That means the murder, the Mephoshim said, the Mashiach says, the Pshat is that don't think that now that I said the Pasoyim have good leaders, I mean to say they're Tzadikim. No, they're still Mezumim in the Gehenim. I've added a big Rishoyim. I'm not giving my Hechsher on them. I'm only saying they have these little leaders, these three leaders, these three things we can learn from them. But don't mean they have a Hechsher. They've added the Mukdoshim in the Mezumim in Gehenim, the big Rishoyim, and the Mukhan to the Gehenim. From Gamliel Loina. So we're going to go back to the mission now. Rabbi Gamliel says what? That the Zman Krishma is Ad Alois HaShachar. Until the morning star comes up, you can still say Krishma. Shal Arvis. Om Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. Halacha Krav Gamliel. We pass along Rabbi Gamliel. In case you're an honest and you didn't dab a marav before Chatzois, Havad Halacha Riz, you can still dab a marav after Chatzois until the morning star. Until the Alois HaShachar. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy Yoyimah. Pomim, there are certain times, Sha'odam Kreira Krishma Shtei Pomim. A person should say Krishma two times balayla at night, and that means achas kodim shial amar hashachar, one before olus hashachar, and then you yotze Krishma shalayla, the achas liachas shial amar hashachar, and one after olus hashachar, even though it's before neitzachamo. This is like 72 minutes before neitzachamo when the morning star comes out. The yotze ben yidei chavosay, and you yotze the two mitzvah Krishma, achas shal yoyim, liachas shalayla. One of Yoim and one of Shalayim. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashet, the Gufa Siri, what you're saying? You just said he reads Krishma two times at night, Balayla, and is Yaitse Krishma of Laila and Krishma of Yoim. So if it's called Laila, how will you Yaitse Krishma Shal Yoim? It's not Yoim yet. Gemara, Gufa Kashet. Or Mati, you just said Pomin, Shodom Kare Krishma Shtei Pomin Balayla. Sometimes you could read Krishma two times throughout the night. Alma, La'achas yal amra shachar, even after olas hashachar, Lailu, it's still called Laila. Seth Tzayit says, that means Laila, even though we had the Gemara before, that day starts from olas hashachar. Mid yirayis to any mitzvah of yoyim, yoyim is, from olas hashachar until tzedek chavim is called yoyim. The reason why we call it Laila is, for a lot of mitzvahs, Rabbanim said, wait until al neitzachamo. That's because then, like it's about vad the yoyim, people see the day. From Eilat HaShachar, the morning star, the mice, it still looks like the middle of the night. That's why the Tana calls it Laila. It's even though Mitzad Adin, Yavad, it's Yoyim, but the Tana calls it Laila because it's still dark like outside. It's Alma Le'achas Shalom HaShachar, Laila, you call that night. For all the Tanya, then you yourself say, Yoyts Ben Yidei Chavos, Le'achas Shiyom, Le'achas Shalaila. Alma Yomamu. You see, it's called daytime. So it's a theory. What is this man of after Eilat HaShachar until Neitzachamu? So the Gemara Loi. L'yoylam Lailu. Demison, he calls this Zman night. Is it about it's still dark outside? And with the Rabbanan, for a lot of mitzvahs, he's supposed to wait till Mishayakir. He calls it Laila. Who? I behold the Korah L'yoyim. Why does he call it Yoyim? That he can make a mitzvah Krishma Shoyim? The Ika Inche, the Kaim of Ishosa. And the more we have, Krishma, the Pasuk doesn't say Laila and Yoyim. The Pasuk says, B'shoch V'chol V'kumecha. His tully is a man when people go to sleep and when people get up. About some people get up now, but Ela Sashacher, it's already a Zaman to be able to Kriyas Shema Shayim. So even though he calls it Laila, because Lamais it's dark still outside, but Mitzaratin, if you read Kriyas Shema, then you could be Yaitzah. And Amar Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Keb Shimon ben Yechoy. This is the Halacha, like he just said. And Ika Demasni, alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again for this next tomorrow, then tomorrow night. We'll stop here. There's a little Hemshech to the way. You're holding the Avchesem of Beis, the Sarah would get in the bottom by the two dots. It says Mishnah Gamliel Leimer. The Mor says, I'm of Yudah Mashmil, Gamliel. Take a pastel like Rabbi Gamliel. And tell you a little like this, Shim Ben Yechoy Yomer, that Pom Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes a person can read Krishma twice at night.
Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes you can even say Krishma two times at night. Achaf Kedim Shial Omad HaShachar, one before Eilas HaShachar, before the morning star, the Achaf Le'achaf Shial Omad HaShachar, and one after Eilas HaShachar. The Yaitza Behen Yedei Chayvosan, and your Yaitza, your Mitzvah's Krishma, Achaf Shal Yoim, has after Eilas HaShachar, Yaitza Shal Yoim, the Achaf Shalayla, and the one before Eilas HaShachar, Yaitza Shalayla. So like this pshat, what's the Chiddush here? Is up until Eilas HaShachar, that's the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha, that you could be Yaitzeh Krishma until Eilas HaShachar. So Chorus Chiddush is that right after Eilas HaShachar, you could be Yaitzeh Shal Yoim. For the Gemara Gufa Kasha, but Shver Gufa, what he's saying, Gufa Kasha. Amarta, you yourself are saying, Pomim Shodim Kur Kriyashma Shtei Pom Balaylo. Sometimes you could say Kriyashma two times at night. Almo La'acha Shiyala Omad HaShachar Laylohu. That even after Eilas HaShachar, still it's called Laila. Because you're saying you could read Krishma two times at night. For other Tanya, then you yourself learn, Yaitza Ben Yedei Chavosoi, Yaitza Yechavos of Krishma, Acha Shal Yoim, V'yacha Shal Laila. It's the one you said before Eilas HaShachar, Yaitza Shal Laila. And the Krishma you say right after Eilas HaShachar, Yaitza Shal Yoim, is Lechura Alma Yamamhu. So you see, you hold that after Eilas HaShachar, it's called daytime. It's called Yom. Otherwise, you can't be Yotze Krishma Shal Yom yet. So tomorrow, Loi. Li'olam atel yu lailahu. Really, it's called Laila. We spoke at yesterday. Tosfos says, even though really daytime starts from Eilas HaShachar, that's the beginning of daytime, but Chazal could still call it Laila, still call it night until late Tachamo. Because Rov Mitzvahs Midirabonin, you first start doing them after Eilas HaShachar, like Kamat Panetachama, like Tefillah Shacharis, and like Tzitzis and Tefillin, you wait till Mishayakir. So since Rov Mitzvahs we don't do Eilas HaShachar, we first start the Mitzvahs near Neitachama, it's still called B'loshin Chazal Laila. So really he holds, even after Eilas HaShachar, Chazal call it Laila. But Nezvegin, your Yotze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoim. Why? Well, the Korela Yoim, why is it called Yoim to be Yotze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoim? The Ika Inche, the Kaim of the Hishosa. Because some people get up at that time, after Eilas HaShachar, and the Mitzvahs Krishma is totally in B'shochtecha u'B'kumecha. So as soon as people start to get up, you can be Yotze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoim. So that's his Chiddush, that even though we call it Laila, still you can be Yotze Krishma Shal Yoim. On this, Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Yochai. We paskin like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So this chiddush is that you could yaitze Krishma Shalayla Pshita. That's the Mishnah Rav Gamliel. That if you didn't daven Marav and say Krishma, you could say it until Eilas HaShachar. But this chiddush is now that in the morning, if you want to daven Krishma Shalayla right after Eilas HaShachar, and you can't wait till Mishayakir or till Eitzachama, you are also yaitze the Mitzvah Krishma. That's his chiddush. It's brought down that somebody has to
be
right. This whole thing is going to be evident. It's brought down that Avada Metchila was supposed to wait to say Krishman Shacharis at least until Mishayakir.
which is around a half an hour after Oilas HaShachar. But if somebody has to go ala derech, he's in a rush, he has to go, then you have this heter that the b'dieved, you're allowed to daven shachris and say Krishma Mishom Oilas HaShachar. Ike demasni, some learn this chiddush like this. Loho de ravacha bachanino, aho. Aho de tanya b'shim ben yechoi. Oy me mishum rekiva. That now Reb Shimon Yochai is not saying his own memra, but he's saying it all with Reb Shimon Akiva. A little different. That pa'amim sha'adam kaira kriyashma shtei pa'amim b'yoyim. Sometimes you can say two times kriyashma b'yoyim. Achas kaidem ha'neitzachama. One time before the neitzachama. So this is good why it's called yoyim. Because really from Oilas HaShachar onwards it's called yoyim. So Oilas HaShachar comes first, then comes neitzachama. In between Oilas HaShachar and Neitzachama is called Yoim. The Yachas Li'achar HaNeitzachama. And one after Neitzachama, which is sunrise. The Yoitza Ben Yidei Chavosai. And your Yoitza, your two mitzvahs Krishma. Achas Shol Yoim. It's the one you said after HaNeitzachama, after sunrise. Pshita Yoitza Shol Yoim. Now the Chiddush is the Yachas Sholayla. That the first Krishma that you said even after Oilas HaShachar. But as long as you said it before Neitzachama, you are Yaitza Krishna Shalaila.
Seisar Mishnah.
What?
Seisar Mishnah.
We'll soon see. It's not really Seisar Mishnah. We'll soon see. It's not Seisar Mishnah because this halacha is only a big oinus that happened, you could do it. If it's not a very big oinus, then you can't say Krishna. Just for some reason it happened to pass by the night, and it came only to Shachar ready, then you're not allowed to say Krishna Shalaila anymore. We'll soon see. Let's say somebody went to Chasna and became Shikr, so it's an oinus. And he woke up after Oilas HaShachar, albeit before Neitzachamer, he's allowed to daven Marav still. He's allowed to say Kriyashma Shal Arvis. We'll soon see the reason why. That's his Chiddush. Now he must ask, but why? Hagufa Kashla, for it's a theory of what he just said. Omarto Pom Mishodam Kaira Kriyashma Shtei Pom Bayoim. He just said you could say Kriyashma two times Bayoim. Almo Koidam HaNeitzachamer Yamamu. Before HaNeitzachamer, you are considering it Yoim. And this is good, like we hold, after Oilas HaShachar is called Yoim. Abba Tony, right away you're saying, Yoitza Ben Yidei Chavosan, Yo Yoitza, you're like your two mitzvahs Kriyashma, Achas Shol Yoim, is that that you said it after Neitzachama, you Yoitza Kriyashma Shol Yoim. Abba the Chiddush was, the Achas Sholayla, that even Yoitza still the mitzvahs Kriyashma Sholayla, is Al Molaylahu. So you see that after Oilas HaShachar, until Neitzachama, is called Laila. So it's a stira. You said two times a daytime, and now you're saying you ate the mitzvah Krishna Shalaila. If it's day, you can't be ate the Shalaila. So the Gemara loy.